takes a good leader. And Sean was talking earlier today about how you've really stepped up as a leader on the offensive side of the ball. What do you think makes a good leader?
Well, one, I think knowing yourself and knowing what you're about is the first step in being a leader. And then obviously leading by example, going out there and doing what you need to do. And that's kind of been my motto throughout my life is leading by example. You know, not saying much, putting my head down and doing whatever I need to do. And then come, I mean, we've been talking a lot as a team and as we evolve as leaders and as this team gets older, taking those right steps and becoming a leader. And that's, you know, influencing each other, challenging each other, and, you know, at the end, being able to transform someone and being able to transform this team and put it on the right track of where we want to go.
Do you feel like you've arrived at that?
No, not at all. You know, I still think there's lot to do, lot to go through. You know, I love this team. You know, I appreciate Coach what he said about me. But I'm just trying to win football games, and when we get, you know, 53 guys that put their heads together and, you know, go in one direction, you know, it's going to be a good thing. And I definitely think as a team right now, we're extremely close. You know, I think there's – you can pick out plays in the season. If we make these plays, it might be a little different story right now.
Along those lines, though, like when you first got here, and you know, you're one of the new ones in the rookie, how do you think that the steps to becoming the leader you want to, like, how do you think you've grown in that aspect from day one to now?
Well, from day one, obviously being, you know, the first selection this team had in the draft, being here in rookie OTAs. First, being the leader in that group, getting those guys on board and trying to set the mindset of what I've talked with Coach, what I've talked with the vets, establishing that in the rookies in that area, trying to put us in the right direction. So when we do mix with the team, you know, it's kind of seamless. So I think that was the first step in just evolving over time. Like I said, leading by example, not saying much, going to work, going out during the games and doing whatever I can to help this team win football games.
Lions have only given up 60-some yards rushing to quarterbacks. Talk about your running skills against this defense. Pretty good.
What was the question?
You're running against the Lions defense. That's really good against defending quarterbacks that can run.
Okay. I'm not really, you know, looking to run the ball. You know, when option 1, 2, and 3 aren't there, that's when I kind of try to exploit a defense with my legs, and it's been working the last few weeks. I know that it can't happen, you know, repeatedly over and over again. So we're gonna have to be very detailed in the passing game, get the ball out quickly. You know, this is a very good Lions defense, and they've shown, you know, how good they can be throughout the year. You know, they're gonna be hungry to come in here and play against us, and they're feeling the same. So we're excited to take them on Sunday, and we're looking to, you know, put in a game plan where, you know, we go out there and execute well.
Josh, do you think
I mean, I just try to do the right thing, try to make the right decisions. Recently it's been, you know, taking off and using my legs and, you know, it's been hurting the last couple defenses, but like I said, if we're not winning games, you know, it's not doing enough. So, finding ways, like I said, to get the ball to our playmakers' hands is what I'm trying to do.
How much of that was part of the game? Whether it was in high school or in college, how much has the running aspect been a dynamic part of your game?
Well, in high school, it really wasn't a part of my game. I was extremely slow in high school. I wouldn't say I'm fast now, but as I went through junior college and got to Wyoming, actually started hitting the weight room, and I guess kind of evolved as an athlete there. But like I said, I'm just trying to find ways to win, whatever that may be. If it needs me to run for 20 yards, 100 yards, 2 yards, whatever the case is, if we're getting W's, you know, that's all I'm really focused on.
There was a couple plays last week where I think 46 looked like he was spying on you and you ran by him. Did they, as you rewatch the tape, did they do that a bunch or not all that much? I mean, they blitzed a lot, too.
Yeah, I mean, they brought a lot of pressure, and I wouldn't say they spied a whole lot. There was a couple times, you know, most notably the, you know, the fumble that I had, they did spy, and he was able to get a hand on the ball, and it kind of popped out, and they picked it up. And you know, I can't do that. Give them the ball in their field, on their side of the field. So you know, I got to know that if teams are going to start doing that and being smarter with the ball, but that's taking somebody out of coverage or somebody out of the pass rush. So trust in my feet, trust in, you know, the 5 guys in front of me for the pocket, and then trusting the wideouts or the tight ends or the receivers getting open and making plays. Yeah, I mean, if it's just mental reminders to myself before I, you know, escape the pocket, if something breaks down, you know, knowing that it's got to be for sure. If I'm going to throw this way, this angle, and drop my arm, that I got to be pretty dang sure that this ball is going to be completed. If I'm risking the ball at all, you know, throw the ball out of bounds, hold it for a sack, live to fight another day. And, you know, especially when we're on their side of the field, when we're in their territory and we can't afford to give them the ball in field position and scoring position. So, you know, that's still progression in my game. And as I get older and I go through mistakes like that, I'll learn from them.
Josh, was Sunday the most blitzing you've seen, you think, you'll go back through this year?
No, I think that San Diego or the Los Angeles Charger game probably was, you know, and especially that was like my second start and still wasn't extremely comfortable with all the protections and stuff, and I was trying to learn, and you know, just that one got away from me. But I felt like I was protected well. I felt like I knew my protections and knew my hots and knew where my outlets were. But like I said, I had to start, you know, finding ways to win.
You talk about that Chargers game like it's an eternity ago.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't.
Seems like a long time ago. Oh yeah, it seems like it was a very long time ago. You know, I think I've progressed quite a bit since then, and just the knowledge of the game and what Coach Dable and Coach McDermott have been, you know, teaching and preaching to me, and really starting to grasp the concepts that they want me to grasp, and you know, trying to become the leader that this team needs.
One of the things, speaking of the leadership, back to that point, one of the things that the coach said in the press conference was that there was something different in you coming out of the interview. Do you feel that way, and if so, what
was it? I think just, you know, knowing the job of the quarterback, I think I kind of respected and appreciated it more watching from Derek. And, you know, a guy like Derek and a guy like Matt to come in and be a professional and come in and really kind of transform this team. You know, I definitely think that we were a different team before Derek got here, and the presence that he's had in our locker room and on our offense, it's been tremendous. And then Matt comes in, he's kind of the same way. And they just know how to be professional quarterbacks. And for me to see that was huge.
Josh, you're saying that the running that's been the hot topic the past few weeks, it's an instinctual thing that's happening as
Correct.
Opposed to...
Yeah, we're not really calling quarterback runs, you know, 10 times a game. We maybe had one or two this past game, and they usually come on broken plays, or I feel like I said, options 1, 2, and 3 maybe might not be there, and, you know, I feel comfortable tucking the ball and trying to get a first down.
But now that the chunk success has been more prominent, especially recently, is it more prominent instinctually now that you see, you know, you should go through your reads, but still you're aware of how dynamic and big chunks you can rip off?
I just know that, you know, defenses are going to have to respect, you know, that aspect of my game now. And like I said, it's going to take somebody either from coverage or pass rush if they do want to spy. And but I mean, we're facing a really good Lions defense, and the things that they do and the type of pass rush that they have, you know, it's given some quarterbacks fits in the last few weeks. So we got to be good on that end.
Josh, a lot of people say to us or ask us about David Culley, and you know, he came as a wide receivers coach and wonder about his credentials and what he can do for a quarterback. Can you explain what he's done for you so far?
Yeah, Coach Culley, he's awesome. You know, he's in our meetings every day, and you know, you see him running around out here and playing catch with us, and just kind of the tidbits of knowledge that he has. And you know, he's been around a lot of quarterbacks in the past. He's been through a lot of places too, so he's got a lot of knowledge that some guys may not have, just the experience that he has. So he's able to kind of pass that on to us. Yeah, I mean, we've got 3 games left. You know, obviously we want to end this season on the right note. You know, I think everybody does. Everybody wants to win these last 3 games. But we're hungry for it, you know, and to carry it into the offseason, the momentum that we can have, you know, it's going to be big for us. And I'm excited for the next 3 weeks. And, you know, even though we're out of playoff contention, it's still a chance to go out there and prove the type of team that we are and that we can be and evolve as the young players that we are.